This morning, if you would, I'm used to preaching here tonight, I told you. Take your Bibles, if you would, turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. I've been studying on the life of Elisha and Elijah. I just love the miracles in the Bible. They just wow me. They just amaze me what God Almighty can do to people that have faith and faith alone in Him. I love the miracles, but you know what? The reason I think I finally figured this out after 4 or 5 years. I believe the reason I love the miracles so much is because it reminds me of the greatest miracle of all. When someone got saved, the day I got saved, the day you got saved, amen. I believe that's the greatest of all miracles, amen. When Jesus Christ died, He rose again, He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and we got put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and got saved for all eternity. I believe that's the greatest of all miracles. I'm thankful today for that. The Bible says in chapter 4, let's all stand if you would for the reading of God's Word, chapter 4, 2 Kings, starting at verse 1, the Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. And he said, Go, borrow these vessels abroad, and all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." Bible says, "So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels," not the vessel, but the vessels, "were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more." Watch what the Word of God says. "And the oil stayed." The oil stayed. "Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Let's pray. Father, we love you today. And God, I appreciate the wonderful opportunity to be at our church at Charlestown. I want to pray again this morning for our pastor and his wife. I pray you would just heal their bodies. Touch their bodies, Lord, from that unseen hand from another world. I pray, God, you would just heal their bodies and be with them. Give them strength, uplift them, encourage them. And God, I need your help this morning. Father, I just want to be a vessel used by you. I pray, Lord, you would just fill us with thy Spirit, anoint us from on high. Father, forgive us for anything that might be between me and thee right here, right now. God, just speak to hearts today. Lord, I pray you would just be free in this place today. The Spirit of God would just come down today. I pray, Lord, you would speak to heart today. If there is one in our midst that's not sure they're saved and on their way to heaven, I pray today, God, the Spirit of the Lord would be just full of this place today. Speak to us, Christians. Draw us close to thee. Father, give us the very words we need. Help us today, Lord, because I believe someone today needs help. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Elisha is going around and doing the miracles that he has taken over from Elijah, and he is now doing the miracles there. And the Bible says in verse 1, it said, "Now there cried a woman." There cried a woman, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead." This man apparently was a godly man. He had feared the Lord. He was one of the sons of the prophets, kind of prophets in training. I would say seminary school, as you would today, I would imagine. That's what they were there. I believe he was a man of God that feared the Lord, that loved the Lord, that cared about the Lord, that cared about his family. And the Bible says, "There cried a certain woman, saying, My servant, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou servant did fear the Lord. I thought about that for a moment. I thought about, you know what? Let me tell you something, Christian. There's times in our lives when we're walking close to the Lord. There's times in our lives when we are in the Lord's will, doing exactly what He would have us to do. And there will befall things upon our lives that we might not be able to understand, that we might not be able to bear, that we might not be able to understand why this is going on and what's going on. Remember, Jesus told the disciples, He told them, go ahead and get into the boat with me. We're going to go across the other side. And there arose a mighty storm. Can I tell you, they were in the will of God, and there arose a storm. Listen to me, Christian. There'll be times in your life, there'll be times in my life when things will come into our lives and we're walking with the Lord God Almighty. I believe those things, they will make us draw closer to God. I believe those things will make us to cry out to God Almighty. The Bible said there cried a certain woman. If you look that up, it means in distress. She needed help. This woman was desperate. This woman had no other place to go. This woman had no money. Her sons couldn't help her. She could not help herself. But she needed help. They were broke. And the creditors were coming to take her two sons as bondsmen. You tell me this woman didn't have a serious problem going on. Didn't have an issue. There was nothing in the house that could help. She had nothing. She had nothing to fall back upon. She cried out. Can I tell you, there's times when we need to cry out to the Lord God Almighty. There's times when nothing that we have will help. There's times when things that going on in our life or people or whatever, nothing can help. But there's one today that can help. I'm here to tell you there's one today that can help. And His name is Jesus. If you're His child of God today and you know Him today, He will help you. The Bible says over there in Psalms, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Can I tell you there's times that only God Almighty can help. There's times that only God Almighty can work things out in our lives. This woman was desperate. This woman needed help. This woman had no place to go or no place to turn. And there's times in our lives, maybe you're going through a situation now, I don't know, but I know one that does know your need. I know one today that cares about your need. I know one today that can meet your need as nobody else can. And His name is Jesus Christ today. She cried out. She cried out. My servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take my two sons. She's in despair. He had apparently had borrowed money for some reason. I'm sure it was a good reason. He was a godly man. And then all of a sudden, he just slipped off into eternity. He just died. And now, leaving his wife with this situation, the creditors are come to take your two sons. No way out. She cries out to God Almighty. The Bible says, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Isn't it good when Christians can help one another out? We might not be able to give what we could or because we might not have nothing. But I'm glad today that we can help one another out. You say, how do you do that? I say by the Word of God. I say through prayer, through help, through consolation, through help in your life. Just helping each other out. Letting people know you care about them and love them when they're going through something. Elisha said, what shall I do for thee? And then he said, tell me, what hast thou in the house? Did you notice something there? He said, what shall I do for thee? And then he goes on to say, what hast thou in thy house? Did you notice, according to the Word of God, she did not answer him. What can I do for you? Most people would say, well, I need this. She said nothing. Had nothing to say. Apparently, she didn't know what to say. She was in such desperation. She was in such needed help. She did not know how to answer his question. She needed help. Her two sons were going to be gone. Her husband's dead. She's poor as poor could be with nothing to help. She did not know what to say. Elijah answered her, what hast thou in thy help? You know what I thought about that? I thought about there's times when we go through problems in our lives. There's times when the world just seems to be caving and crashing in upon us. And and God Almighty will be there. Listen, there's times that we don't know how to pray. We just don't know what to say or how to pray. Can I tell you, the Spirit of God says in Romans 8:28, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Listen, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. There's times in our lives that we go through problems and we don't know what to do. We don't know who to call upon. Hey, number one, call upon Jesus. He's there for you. Hey, listen, and sometimes we just don't know how to pray. We don't know what to say or how to pray. Can I tell you, Spirit of God in Romans 8:26, go ahead and read it. Let the Spirit of God pray for you. Amen. He'll make groanings which can't be understood, but God Almighty understands them. Amen. There's times we don't know what to say. And this poor widow woman did not know what to say. And then Elisha comes back. What hast thou in thy house? What hast thou in the house? Watch this. And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house. Elijah, I have nothing. Elisha, I have nothing in the house. I'm as broke as broke can be. I can't even make the last payment. I can't buy groceries. I can't do this. I am in bad, bad shape. I need help. She cried out, Elisha, there's nothing, anything in the house save a little pot of oil. A little pot of oil, probably something about that small, not very big, but it was worth a lot of money back then. Amen. They would anoint with that and clean their bodies and do stuff with that. But listen, it was worth something back then. Can I tell you, she didn't have much, but she had something little that God Almighty was going to use. There's times when God will start with what little that you have. Can I tell you, it might not be a lot, but let me tell you something. Little is much when God's in it. Amen. He can make things happen. He can make things go in your life. He can make things work out in your life. Just a little bit. Remember Moses, as he was leading the children, amen, he had that rod. God Almighty used that rod, amen, by the power of his power. Hey, listen, we might have things in our life, we might not think there's much, but God Almighty can use it, amen. What do you got in your house? I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing save a little pot of oil. That's all I have. I don't have no food. I ain't got nothing in my bank account. I don't have anything. And Elisha, they're coming to take my two sons away. And I'm really scared. What do you got in the house? Nothing. You know what he said? Then he said, go. Go and borrow. And I tell you, there's times when we just need not pray. We need to do something about it. He said, go ahead and go. Borrow. Watch. Go. Borrow the vessels abroad. That means all everywhere that they could get. Everywhere her legs and her son's boys could go, I want you to go. I want you to go to Rick's house. I want you to go to Jim's house. I want you to go to Steve. I want you to go to everybody's house. I don't care if you know them. I don't care if you've ever been there before. I want you to go to the house. I want you to borrow not a few. You get as many as you can. Bring your tractor. Just load them up. Come on back and bring as many as you can. And watch this. He not only said go or a few, he said the vessels brought of all thy neighbors. And then he said even empty vessels. Empty vessels, empty with nothing in it. Their neighbors had vessels and there was nothing in it. You get every pot, you get every jug, you get every bottle, everything you can that can hold oil, and you go get it and bring it to the house. I wonder what the neighbors thought when she went up there, knocked on the door and said, I ain't got no money. Can I borrow an empty vessel? Can I borrow that little jug there that's holding that flower pot? Can I borrow that little dish that your cat drinks out of, whatever? I need to, what are you doing that for? Can I tell you, she had that faith to do that. Amen. You would think he'd say, go borrow some money from the bank. Go to the first bank there in Northeast and get you some money. Or go to your friend and borrow some money, either IRA, whatever, go get it. Of course, we ain't got none nowadays, but that's okay. We got God, amen. Hey, listen, you would think, why would you go get empty vessels? God's going to prove something to her in her life. Sometimes God needs to prove something in our lives, and we don't understand what he's doing, amen. We can't figure it out. He said, you go borrow. He said, first of all, you go. And then you borrow. You go abroad and get all the empty vessels you can from the neighbors and borrow empty vessels. You know what I thought about as I was studying this? Elijah told her to go. Go do something about it. What was the Lord's last command? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He tells us to go. Go to your neighbors. Go to your co-workers. Go to your family, your friends. Tell them about Jesus. Hey, look, church, they are empty. If they're without Jesus Christ today, they're as empty can be. They're out there searching. They're out there looking. They're empty. They're not filled with the Spirit of God. They are empty today. They're as lost can be. And they're out there searching for something today. And His name is Jesus. His name, go ahead and go borrow as many as you can. Church, the world's hearts without Christ are empty. They're looking for the joy in drugs and alcohol and pornography and all the things on the internet. They're looking, they're searching something to fill that void. They are empty today. Elisha said, go. And Bar, I believe we need to go and tell a lost and dying world about Jesus. Tell the world about Jesus. You don't have to be a preacher or teacher. You just tell them what He's done for you in your life and how He's changed your life. Tell the world. Pour all the vessels, even empty ones, and bar not a few. Don't you go out there and get four or five of them. You get your boys, you got to, you get everything, you bring them in. I don't care if it's just, you got to put them around the house. You go get them. Get whatever you can. Can I tell you, God Almighty was about to do a mighty miracle in her life. Do you expect big things from God? Do you expect God to answer some prayers for you that you feel like, how in the world, God, can you answer that prayer? I don't understand how you can do it. God Almighty can do it, amen. Hey, listen, do you expect miracles from God Almighty? This woman did. She was poor and broke. The creditors were coming to take her boys away. Her husband had died, and she had no hope. But she expected great miracles from God Almighty. Can I tell you, there might be a soul that you've been praying for years. There might be a family member that you've had your heart set on for years. There might be someone that's sinking in the lowest depth that they can go out to. There might be a family member that needs Jesus, amen, or that's out into the world and has no hope. Can I tell you, expect great things from God, amen, because there's nothing He can't do. Watch over there, it says over there in Psalms, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. You know what He said? He said, open thy mouth wide. Open it wide, and I will fill it. Amen. Hey, listen, God will work that miracle in your life if you've got faith enough to do what He tells you to do. Amen. Open your mouth wide. God Almighty will fill it. Amen. She was looking for a big miracle, bar not a few. And the Bible says in verse 4, it says, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out unto all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. He said, when you come in, when you get all these vessels, when you get everything, when you get everyone from everybody that you know all over, you get as many as you can, and you set them there. He said, I want you to come in. I don't want you to do this thing out in public. I don't want you to do this thing where there's a bunch of people looking. I want you to go in. I want you to shut the door upon you and upon your sons and do it alone. Can I tell you, we need to get alone with God. Can I tell you, we need to get alone with God. When we've got trials and problems and situations and heartaches in our life, hey, listen, the world's not going to be able to help you, amen. I'll tell you who can help you. Jesus, amen. King of kings and Lord of lords. Go ahead and get into the Word of God. Go ahead and pray to God. Go ahead and get in your door and shut the door and get alone with God Almighty, amen. He'll do miracles in your life. Let me tell you something. Jesus did it. Watch this. Bible says, and Lucas says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He didn't have the people there. He didn't have the disciples there. He went up to a mountain alone, apart, away from everybody, and he talked to the Father. Hey, church, we've got to get alone with God. More. Hey, listen, it's good to pray in the house of God. It's good to have prayer meetings. It's good. I love Wednesday night services. It's wonderful, amen. It's good to have that. It's good to pray in church. Good to pray around your friends. But I tell you what, it's great to pray and get alone with God Almighty. He'll work miracles for you. Do you have faith? Do you believe that God can do that today? Watch. She pour out those vessels aside, and I shall set aside that which is full. I was studying this a little bit. This ain't part of the message, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Set aside that which is full. Sometimes God talks to the preacher, amen. Sometimes he talks to us. Sometimes we get so full of ourselves. Sometimes it's about me, myself, and I. What I can do, not about God. I believe we keep doing that, God will put us aside. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what. I want to be full of the Holy Spirit of God, amen. Not of myself, not of what I can do. It's about Jesus. It's about what He has done. He saved me, sealed me. Hey, listen, offer me a home in heaven. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be full of the Holy Spirit of God. And if I get full of the Spirit, amen, if I get led by Him daily, walk by Him daily, amen, He won't put me aside. He'll just keep using me, amen. Amen. We need to be full of the Spirit. Bible says that she went from Him. Watch. And shut the door upon her. She did exactly what the man of God told her to do, what Elijah told her to do. Go borrow the vessels, bring them in, get as many as you can, fill the house up, and you go in, you shut the door, and then you start doing your thing in there. Watch. She went from him, shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her. And the Bible says, and she poured out. I can see her now, that one little tiny vessel she had, filled with that, not much to fill anything up, probably a teacup maybe, but she kept pouring. And every time she pour, and she'd get another vessel, where's that coming from? Kept pouring. Wow, there's four, there's five, here's, I got one that it's filled up. I got this big bowl, and that little thing kept pouring out, amen. Hey, listen, God Almighty did it. He said, go in there and start pouring out. Church, let me tell you something. I believe there's times we got to get with God. We just need to pour our hearts out to Him, amen. We just need to let Him know what's on our mind. He already knows how we feel. He already knows what we're going through, amen. We need to pour our hearts out to Jesus Christ, amen. Sometimes I pray, oh God, you know what I'm going through. Oh God, I know you get sick and tired of hearing it. Oh God, it's the same whole thing. Hey, listen, He cares about it. He's still concerned about it. He still wants us to pray about it. And we need to pray with faith, believing there's nothing God can't do. Amen. We need to pour our hearts out to the Lord at times. Just pour them out. And she kept pouring that oil out and pouring it out. I don't know where this is coming from, but God's doing miracles. Isn't it good sometimes when God answers prayer and you don't understand how He does it? But it keeps on doing it. He keeps on working miracles. He keeps on helping your life. Watch. Bible says it came to pass that when the vessels were full, all of a sudden all those, I don't know how many vessels were there, but let's say there was 100 of them. They were all filled. They were filled to the brim, amen. Aren't you glad when God fills your life to the brim, amen? Aren't you glad when your cup just runs over, amen? He said, they kept pouring out oil, and the Bible says every vessel, all the vessels were full, that she said unto her, bring me yet another vessel. Bring me another one. He said, there ain't no more. That's the last one. Then the Bible says the oil stayed. The oil stayed. Filled. The vessels were full. Every pot, every jug, every one that they brought was filled to the brim from that one little tiny pot of oil that she had. Don't tell me God's not able to answer prayer. Don't tell me God's not able to meet your deepest need. Don't tell me when you're discouraged and down and out that God's not able, through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, to fill your life up to the brim. Amen. He'll give you hope. He'll give you happiness. He'll give you peace in your life. Amen. He's able to fill your life to the brim through Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We need to commit our lives to the Lord, and we need to trust in Him. Amen. This woman did this in faith. She trusted in what the man of God said. She did everything. She got the vessel. She shut the door. And all of a sudden, God Almighty started working the miracles that only God could do. The Bible says, bring me yet another vessel. And He said, there's no more. And the Bible says the oil stayed. You know what? Sounds crazy. But I bet you if one of those young boys would have went to ABC Oil Company and said, hey, I want to borrow one of your tankers. My mom needs it for a moment. I bet she could have took that little cup she had and just filled that tanker, I mean from here to there, 40 foot I'm talking about, and just filled that thing up to the brim. Amen. I believe God is that able today. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what problem you have, but I know God is able today. This is one crazy miracle in the Word of God. Hey, listen, but I believe it today. Amen. And listen, I don't know what you're struggling with, but I know God Almighty can meet your need. Crazy as it sounds. Watch. The Bible says in James 4:2, you all know it, you have not because you ask not. How many times do we get in situations, have problems that we don't get into our rooms, slam the door, shut the door, whatever, and get alone with God. And watch God work the miracles in our lives. How many times? Watch this, the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, and you sell the oil. She went and told the man of God, I got everything filled up, what do I do now? He said, you go. You notice that's the second time Elisha told her to go. The first time, he said, you go borrow some vessels, get as many as you can, bring them back. God's going to work a miracle. And then the second time, you go and you sell the oil and you pay your debt and you and your family can live off the rest. Amen. You know what I heard a preacher say one time, and it makes so much sense. He said, you know what? When we pray, we ought to pray that like everything depends on God Almighty, because it does. Amen. And I'll tell you what we need to work like everything depends on us. Amen. Because it does. We need sometimes to take our prayers and put wings to them, put our feet to and get out and start serving God Almighty. Amen. He said, go get the vessels and go ahead and borrow. You go sell it and pay your debt. Christians, we need to pay our debt. Amen. Go pay the debt. Sell the oil, pay your debt off, and live off the rest. God Almighty supplied much more than she ever could dream. All she wanted was a little bit of money to pay off that creditor so her two sons didn't have to be taken away. By the way, the Mosaic law said that was okay, and then it would let them go at the year of Jubilee. It was okay to do that back then. But imagine how she felt. Could you get a song, brother? Imagine how she felt. You go and you pay the debt, sell the oil, and live thou and thy children of the rest. She not only paid the debt, but she could live off the rest of it that God Almighty did. Can I tell you there's nothing that God can't do today? Can I tell you there's not a miracle that God Almighty can't perform today? First of all, the greatest of all miracles, I said from the beginning, is saving your soul. Maybe you're here today and maybe you're lost without Christ. Maybe you're searching for something in the world. He told her, said, you go and borrow all the vessels, get some empty ones. Maybe your heart's empty today. Maybe you're searching today for something. His name is Jesus. And I'm telling you, Christian, there's not a miracle that God Almighty can't work. There's nothing that He can't do. Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and the rest of the children of the rest. We need to learn to go to God. We need to learn to trust in God. This poor widow had a very serious problem. There was nothing that she could do to work this out on her own. Her husband had died. They were coming to take her sons away, and she had nothing in the house but a little tiny pot of oil. But that's all that was needed in God's eyes. She had a debt that she could not pay. Can I tell you, before we got saved, we had a debt, Steve, that we couldn't pay. We couldn't go to Christ and work our way to Him. But I'm glad Jesus Christ paid a debt that He didn't know. Because we had a debt that we could not pay. When He died on the cross for your sins and mine 2,000 years ago, He shed His life's blood. He gave His very life for you and I. He paid the debt, my friends. What page we have, brother?